But Aaron, hey, how's the weekend?
Hey, I have Jenny Beth Martin just walked by. So you guys might want to say hi.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny Beth. Hey, for all of our listeners out there, tell them who you are.
I'm sorry, for all your listeners out there, say it again.
Tell them who you are.
Oh, I'm Jenny Beth Martin, and I'm the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. And right now I'm with Aaron in Denver, Colorado. We're meeting with local coordinators from all over the country, planning what we're going to be doing for between now and an election day, and then how we're going to hold Congress accountable and prevent the lame duck session from doing anything too destructive to our country.
Excellent. And Jenny Beth, I love the story about how you started or co-founded the Tea Party Patriots. You were a mom sitting at your kitchen table concerned about the country. Real quickly, how did that whole thing start?
Well, Rick Santelli, who is on CNBC, had a rant complaining about the stimulus bill. And so I was on Twitter tweeting with people who also were really inspired by his rant. One of the things he said in it is, we need to have a tea party like our founding fathers did. So we tweeted about it. We had a conference call the next day. And a week later, we had 48 tea parties around the country with 35,000 people in attendance.
That is amazing. So, you know, and what is your counter reaction to all of those claims out there by the mainstream or the lamestream media, if you will, that the Tea Party is dead?
Oh, it's just so crazy. They don't know what to do with us. So they say, oh, maybe they're dead. And let's say that they're dead so that we make people who like them feel a bit dispirited. But we're not dead. We've been working hard. We've moved from just protesting to doing things to hold congressmen accountable. And we've also been training people so that we know how to better influence government. So many people got involved in this movement and had never been involved in politics before. And so we've had a bit of a learning curve. But you can tell, looking at elections in 2010, we've made a difference. At how long the Republican presidential primary took to come up with a nominee this year, we're making a difference. And we're still going to make a difference. We love our country, and we want to make sure we restore fiscal responsibility to it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got a very active Tea Party umbrella here in Northern California, which I'm sure that Aaron has made you aware of. And I remember the first time all of the Tea Party folks came together on a bridge in Redding, California. No one thought that anyone would show up, and when we got there, there were 2,500 people. And since then, this has spread in every county, several neighboring states, and that's just in Northern California and Southern Oregon. And these folks are, you know, we're basically down to the grassroots part now. I mean, we've made our presence known, and now we're doing the hard work. And it's not always the easiest because
it's not always the easiest. It's really not always the glamorous work either.
No.
Going and having a protest, it's kind of fun and you get media attention. But when you're doing the hard work, people don't quite pay attention to you. But it's the hard work that matters.
And I think it's really important that people realize that we didn't get here into the position that we're in overnight, and we're not going to get back overnight. I suspect that the movement, the Tea Party movement, and all the work that we're doing is going to be something that we'll continue to do in our lifetime.
Absolutely. It's going to take at least 25 years or longer to undo all that has been done to mess with our liberty and to mess with the Constitution. But the people who are involved in this movement, we love our country so much we want to protect it for ourselves, and we also want to make sure that future generations enjoy the same liberties we've enjoyed.
Yeah, you
We're
need,
willing to do what it takes to make that happen.
And you need to look at the childhood that you had, and then look at all the young children that you have in your life now, whether they're your actual children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and if you want the same life for them, then you've got to be willing to dig in and fight for it.
Absolutely, and that's what we all have to do. And I encourage your listeners to get involved, either going to teapartypatriots.org or checking out Aaron's group in Redding, California.
Well,
and
thank
RedingTeaPartyPatriots.com.
And we want to thank you very much. I'm glad that you walked by, Aaron, at the time that you did. We really appreciate you jumping on the radio with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for all you do.
Aaron?
Hey,
thank you for that.
I will gladly claim Jenny Beth Martin as a relative.
I was like, hey, how about that? Another special guest.
So, Aaron, give us a quick summary of what the weekend has been like for you.
Well, it started off with a bang. I got here with a cold and was sleeping, apparently, when the Batman movie massacre occurred, like 10 miles from my hotel.
Has that cast a pall over the events at the Tea Party convention, Aaron? What's the vibe there after that happened?
You know, the thing that was kind of weird is so many people were coming. I came basically a day early. I flew out on Thursday, and so a lot of people didn't get here till Friday morning, so they were on the plane. They had no idea. But these guys haven't missed a beat. It's been extremely organized. People, everything starts and stops on time. There's not a lot of fooling around time. And, like, the screening of the movie Runaway Slave didn't get over until, like, 11 last night, and we started yesterday at 8.
Long day.
So it's been really jam-packed with a lot of good stuff.
And you've met some fantastic people, I have no doubt.
I've met people from all over the country, actually, and it's pretty small. I mean, there are 100 coordinators here from around the country. I mean, obviously, you know, time, distance, that sort of thing. But Tea Party Patriots raises a lot of money to try to help people come to these things so that, you know, you don't have to be, wealthy and bored with a million hours of free time on your hands
right, to
attend things like this. They have a lot of travel scholarships. And so if people are interested in plugging in, this has turned out to be an organization we just haven't really partnered with enough.
Right. And I would say that each one of those 100 coordinators probably represents how many people do you think?
Hard to say, because some of these folks are state coordinators, so they literally represent a whole bunch of groups in their state.
Okay.
It's amazing, though. The people, how do I want to phrase this? The most people from one state that I've met are from Maine, oddly enough.
Really?
Yes. Ton of people. There's like 7 people here from Maine, and they're not all from the same group either, from all over the place.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sure you're getting a lot of media coverage too.
Yeah, how come I didn't hear about this on Fox News? Where is
the thing
it?
That's interesting about it is it's been extremely quiet. We're kind of near the airport. I mean, I can't see any planes. It took us a little while to get here in the shuttle, but it's been really quiet. The Red Lion's been awesome. Tea Party Patriots have provided like breakfast and lunch, so we're not having to. I'm used to conferences, you know, where you go and you have a half hour for lunch. No one has a car, and you have to scramble in the hotel restaurant or whatever,
right.
And you wind up just exhausted at the end. This has been extremely well planned. They've done all the snacks, the drinks, lunches. So you can go and listen and, you know, grab food, have time to visit. It's probably one of the best conferences I've attended. I've gone to a bunch as far as organization goes.
That's
and
great.
As far as just making it an experience where you can actually get the most out of it.
So, Aaron, is it safe to say the Tea Party isn't dead?
I think the Tea Party probably isn't dead. And honestly, I couldn't hear much of what Kate Carl was saying because I didn't want to just stand there and stare at him while he was on the phone. But the Runaway Slave movie, you'll see. I mean, I just would encourage people to really pound their local theaters and request that movie, because you're going to see all these things. Anybody who follows the Tea Party at all is going to see clips of all these rallies, Glenn Beck's rallies, things in Washington, D.C. They showed Sharpton's rally that was in contrast to Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor. They did Restoring Angriness or whatever they were doing. And they show clips of all that stuff. It's a really, and then they travel, you know, back through time, and they look at true history. And there's stuff I didn't even know. And I thought, gosh, you know, so many people could use that information.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, the best defense is always a good offense, and we've never really had one.
Well, we have to become the media, because the no news news, as I like to refer to them, is giving us nothing. They just, it's all slanted, it's all, redacted, you name it. I mean, they're not going to give us any credence or credit or anything.
Well, and I think that's probably why the mainstream media news is losing viewership by boatloads.
Yeah, hey, they're going to be irrelevant here pretty soon, the way they're going.
Hey, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you guys followed that, but the shooting here, well, I mean, you shoot that many people, I guess it's a massacre. I don't know what they're calling it now. But But that guy, there's a guy by the same name who's like 54 years old.
Yeah, they...
Aaron, that's what we wanted to ask you about. Good Morning America, ABC's Good Morning America, initially went with that. Oh, the guy might be involved with the Tea Party.
And they went straight there.
They found the name Jim Holmes associated with the Tea Party.
Come to find out there were 33 Jim Holmes in the phone book. 33.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, we're going to wrap this up real quick so that we can bring our next guest on. Look forward to talking more about this next week. Thank you for traveling to Denver on your own time and at least partially on your own dime and spending the weekend there. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to you bringing back some great stuff.
Always, let's go out there and see what we can bring back.
Absolutely.
For resources for California. So,
great. Thank you.
Obviously we need a lot of help.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you for all
for
you and everybody else. I say
Bye,
thank you for all you and everybody else. We're talking over each other. Thank you for all you and everybody else at the Tea Party you're doing there this weekend.
Very cool. Thanks,
stay thirsty, Aaron.
Take care.
Bye.